to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big speech tonight from the Oval Office as President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. Donald Trump's second inauguration will be held on Monday. Today, more of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will face questions from senators that will decide on their confirmations. In Southern California, another round of strong Santa Ana winds is set for today, raising the risk of more fires. However, ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee says there is relief on the way.
By tomorrow, things really start to settle down. The wind speeds are near calm for Santa Clarita by Friday. You know the other best part? We're going to get onshore flow by Friday. That means that the humidity is going to bump up, talking 60%. That's going to help so much. You might even see a sprinkle by the end of the week in Southern California.
In about an hour, we'll get a snapshot of the economy when the Labor Department releases consumer price index numbers. The expectation is that inflation likely worsened last month due to higher prices for eggs, gas, and used cars. This is ABC News. A new push to delay the ban on TikTok. Four Democratic lawmakers pushing for a 9-month extension before the ban takes effect. It's not clear if Congress will take up the proposal. The app will be banned in the U.S. on Sunday unless the Supreme Court rules otherwise. Ukraine reporting emergency power cuts after what officials there call a massive Russian missile strike.
Ukraine's energy minister saying on social media that preventative measures involving the distribution system were also in force. Over the last 3 years, Russia has repeatedly tried to weaponize winter. Ukrainian President Zelensky, meanwhile, says he held further discussions with French President Emmanuel Macron about the possibility of Western troops deploying to Ukraine to safeguard any possible future peace deal.
That's ABC's Inez de la Quatera at the Foreign Desk. There's a new effort to limit airport drinking. Irish carrier Ryanair leading the way. The airline calling for a 2-drink limit for passengers at European airports. The proposal follows drunken behavior by some on a flight. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. February 22nd over at Donner's Bay Resort, it's the Turtle Flambeau Flowage Ice Fishing Jamboree. This is an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kreke and will be taking place from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. with cash prizes given for the largest fish caught in several categories, hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road, Snowmobile Trail number 9. Once again, that's happening February 22nd from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. There's money to be made when the NFL draft comes to Wisconsin, but you better make sure you have the proper permits. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has more.
There's a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that's coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Alvin W. Radlinger, Jr., age 77, of Park Falls, died on Monday, January 13th, at his home with his cousin Joseph Rathsack by his side. He is survived by his aunt Carol Radlinger of Michigan and many cousins and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Friday, January 17th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post 184. Visitation will be held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Alvin W. Radlinger, Jr., age 77, of Park Falls. Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut, died on Sunday, January 12th, at his home with his family by his side. He is survived by his three children, Jacob Linsmeyer, Tyler McEwen, and Adrian Eden, by his life partner, Patty, also survived by seven grandchildren, by eight siblings, James, Jean, Diane Miller, Kathy Gustafson, Michael, Ronald, Patty Gilhausen, and Donna Week. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, January 25th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dwayne Buzz Mark Linsmeyer, age 64, of Butternut. Ronald Eugene Hagberg, age 78, died unexpectedly of natural causes on January 10th at his home in Loretta, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Carol, and children Jacob Hagberg and Tierra Prescott, and also survived by his grandson. Further survived by his brother, Richard Hagberg, and his sister, Susan Engelhart, by his mother-in-law, by his in-laws, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service will be announced at a later date and held in the Minneapolis area. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald Eugene Hagberg, age 78, Loretta. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes from yesterday, playing in their fourth game since Thursday, the Butternut girls traveled to Bayfield to take on the Trollers in a conference matchup. Some solid half-court defense by the Butternut girls and a little more up-tempo offensive style with balanced scoring allowed Butternut to get the win. By a score of 52-29, Gianna Nearing led all scorers with 16. Caitlin Bebo pushed the ball up the court for 14, and Kendra Pritzel had 11. Lizzie Przybylski was 6. Butternut now improving to 4-4, 6-7. They'll travel to Drummond for their next game coming up on Friday. Other action from yesterday, Northwestern girls, they topped Ashland 90-25. It was the Mellon girls beating Winter. Final there was 56-44. And the Medford girls, they beat Tomahawk 63-30. On the boys' side, it was a good old-fashioned shootout last night at the Park Falls Gymnasium. Cooper Mikulski had 32 points, Marcus Purdy 27, but Abbotsford gets the 89-80 win over Shawamigan and Merrillwood North basketball last night. The Rib Lake boys, they edged Phillips down in Rib Lake. You heard it here. We'll have it archived later. 67-65, Rib Lake with a win in that contest. The Mellon boys, they beat Mercer 87-51. It was Bayfield topping the Butternut boys 96-13. Solon Springs a winner over Winter 88-54. Prentice, they topped Athens 62-52 down in Athens. And in other boys' action, it was Medford beating Tomahawk yesterday 71-17. We have a triple header of high school sports coming up tomorrow for you. On Trail Mix 103.1, it'll be Rib Lake at Shawamigan Girls. That'll be with Steve Jetlin. And then right here on 98Q, it's a double header, Phillips at Prentice. Boys will be first at 5:30, girls second at 7:15. So a triple header of high school sports for you tomorrow. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
A little sunshine this morning, and then it will become cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down this evening. It will be breezy today as well. Some blowing snow possible with a high of 23. 17 tonight, cloudy, 31 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 15 below.
98Q Country.
Mom always runs all the Christmas stuff. The potluck dinners, do you guys have those? Yeah, everybody brings food. Somebody always brings that lime green Jello. My mom comments on what everybody brings to the potluck. Oh, look. The Johnsons brought chips. They're rich, you know. Hey, Mom, the Hendersons are on the phone. What do you want them to bring? Oh, just tell them to come. They're real poor. They're all on dope. Freezing. People die in this cold weather, don't they? Spring comes, that snow melts. Gee, there's Earl. Never made it home from that party.
As I'm in the midst of applying for residency right now, wish me luck. Grammarly.
98Q Country.
In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. Have a wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer jars.
That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love a man, leave him. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new
like me.
bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Still just a burn, burn, burning man. Just a burning man.
Listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Wild blue yonder, so many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. Do my best to waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Which road I'll travel in, still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
All right, here we go. Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. It's cold. Breaking news. breaking news. It's cold. 14 below is what I show here in the city of Park Falls. We're going to turn that up to about 30, to about 16 today, about a 30-degree swing the other way. So that's good. That's good. Might see a little precipitation this afternoon and a possibility of some of that being kind of a mix of, I'm not a scientist. I thought 32 degrees was the freezing point for like, but apparently not. So 16 is a high today, but maybe a mix of some light snow and freezing drizzle possible this afternoon. And that wind moving around just enough today at about 10 to 15 to make it feel really cold. It's going to be warm tomorrow and Friday, but it's going to be windy too. So a 30, 35 for tomorrow and Friday. And then a downright nasty cold snap on the way. It looks like starting Saturday night, running Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday, temperatures probably won't get above zero for about a 48 to 72 hour stretch. And we're going to get those cold overnight lows too of 20 to 30 below. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, batten the hatches and get ready to buckle it down. 16 again is our high today, maybe some afternoon precipitation. What do you got going on today? Anything? We got a nice reality radio. Stay tuned because we're going to talk with a local gal, Kayla Kozak. I think she lives in Wausau now, but we're going to chat with her about her venture in life that has taken her to Westminster dog shows. And you may have seen her on TV. She's not only been there, but she's won. So we're going to talk with her and have her story shared with you at about 8:45 this morning. Some folks involved with a big ice fishing event. The Schnur Lake big ice fishing event is coming up this weekend. I do have info on it somewhere here, but we'll pass along all the info a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning on that big event. Should be a good day Saturday for that, getting that in just before the big event. If you're headed out ice fishing, if you're headed out doing winter stuff, oh, they have Phillips Bader Sports Center. They've got all kinds of specials going on in preparation for Winterfest. 20% off 20% off game hide. They've got 40% off the Trail Crest. Stuff to keep you warm out there. The Stormy Cromer. Look at that. 20% off Stormy Cromer. And Nebo, 20% off. All kinds of great savings going on right now at Bader's. It is the outdoor person's mall. I mean, it's great place. Outdoor gear, guns, ammo, archery, fishing, boots, log furniture, even that burnt out log furniture. Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13. They're located right next to Pick and Save. Did you hear the story yesterday about the New Orleans, the police department or whatever it is, the Department of Investigation? They have an area where they keep a lot of their evidence and stuff from trials. Well, apparently, the place isn't in very good shape. Let me just play the quote from one of the gentlemen who was rather emphatic about it from yesterday.
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
400,000 pounds. So apparently there's a storage area where they keep a lot of the evidence and all that stuff. And apparently it's not in good shape, and the rats got in there and got a lot of it. Of course, the first question, all of that would be, maybe the only question, would be 400,000 pounds of marijuana. What are we doing here? I mean, I don't know if that's why would you ever have 400,000 pounds of marijuana? Isn't that something that you'd probably would just burn or destroy? Or I know some people would say, well, they keep it as evidence for the cases. Well, it's no. Just get rid of it. 400,000 pounds. It sounds more like there might be some other problems going on with the
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
I would just want to go to New Orleans and see what the rats are up to after the 400,000 pounds of marijuana. Apparently, it's all gone. It's all gone, and it was all the rats. It's either real rats or it's other, like, you dirty rat. It's one of the two.
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
And the fact that a public official would say, would put the quote-unquote enjoying it, end quote. There's more to that story. That's out of New Orleans today. Got a story yesterday that reported that in 2024, $29 million. And that may have been a shorter period than that, but $29 million in scams. People lost $29 million in scams in Wisconsin alone. It's just it's crazy. You really have to be, I can't stress enough. And if you have parents, if you have people in your life that are not tech savvy, and but they do go on the phone and they go on their computer and stuff, just be sure everybody knows about this, all right? Because a lot of people aren't aware. And a lot of people grew up in an era where this wasn't even thinkable, that this would be accessible. But the bottom line is, the internet reaches any corner of the planet. And anybody from any country can hop on there and try to scam you without any repercussion. The United States Police Force, the FBI, is not traveling to the corners of the world and they can't go into other people's countries. So basically, criminals from all around the world are able to reach their hands into your pocket right here in Wisconsin and steal it with no penalty in this country. So you have to be aware of that and be extra. I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten a text or an email that says order confirmation or invoice attached. It's whenever I see that, it's an automatic delete. It's just gone. It's just gone. You should have an idea in your life if you have an invoice or if you have a package coming, just delete it. Just swipe it or hit that delete garbage can and get rid of it. That's one of the most popular ways that they're getting you, because there can be harmful things. Once you hit the invoice to download it, there can be harmful things that are loaded onto your computer or your phone. So be very proactive within your email. If there's any question at all, just get rid of it. That's the sound of swiping to the right. Because if you don't, then this might happen.
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
The rats are the only ones enjoying it. That's just a great line. It's a horrible line, but it's a great line. So beware of this. Beware of the scammers, folks. Phone calls. Oh, goodness gracious sakes. Just set up your voicemail, all right? If you don't know the number, they'll leave a message if it's important, and you can call them back. And if it's legitimate. And there's also a lot of scams going on that are so good. They are so good. They'll call people and they'll say, I've got, you know, your grandson or your granddaughter just got in a car accident and I'm here helping them out. You know, and here they are and they have some person that may or may not sound like your granddaughter or grandson, but kind of does. And then they want you to give them their debit card so they can do this or that. Those are tough ones because, you know, a very, 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 very small percentage of it might be real, but it's not. It's a horrible, horrible scam, but it's a very popular one where scammers will call you and say you're a family member who's in trouble. And if that's the case, then you should probably hang up and call that family member and see where they are, see what they're doing. You really got to be proactive on this, people. $29 million, it's a lot of money. Just in Wisconsin alone, in the billions across the United States, they're out to dig into your pocket, and you really have to be aware of that as you peruse everything, Facebook, whatever, Instagram, just your basic email, whatever it may be. You have to be careful out there. The rats are out there for you.
400,000 pounds
we get it.
Of marijuana. Right. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
Right, we get it. We got a triple I can't get enough of that. Triple header of high school sports tomorrow. Riblake at Shawamigan Girls. That'll be over on 103.1. And Phillips will be at Prentice for a boys and girls doubleheader. That'll be a good one. Jeff Haken in the call. The boys will play first at 5:30. The girls will play second at 7:15. That doubleheader right here, 98Q High School Sports, as always. We have archived games and stories and much more at 98QCountry.com. If you haven't gone on to our 98QCountry.com podcast section, I encourage you to do that. We have a lot of good stuff on demand. We have a new segment called The Gray Area, where Greg Gunderson and I discuss several different topics here and there, and we drop those segments in there for you to listen on demand under the podcast section. Bookmark it at 98qcountry.com. Let's get you updated on news and sports at 7:36. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big speech tonight from the Oval Office as President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. Donald Trump's second inauguration will be held on Monday. Today, more of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will face questions from senators that will decide on their confirmations. In Southern California, another round of strong Santa Ana winds is set for today, raising the risk of more fires. However, ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z says there is relief on the way.
By tomorrow, things really start to settle down. The wind speeds are near calm for Santa Clarita by Friday. You know the other best part? We're going to get onshore flow by Friday. That means that the humidity is going to bump up, talking 60%. That's going to help so much. You might even see a sprinkle by the end of the week in Southern California.
In about an hour, we'll get a snapshot of the economy when the Labor Department releases consumer price index numbers. The expectation is that inflation likely worsened last month due to higher prices for eggs, gas, and used cars. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, February 15th, it's the Sherman Snowshoe Shuffle. This will be taking place at the Sherman Town Hall, which is 3063 Highway 182 in Springstead, with sign-in beginning at 9:30 and everything kicking off at 10:30. Early registration by the 10th of February is $20, after which everything will be $30. Donations are welcome, and for registration information, you can visit the Sherman First Responders webpage at townofsherman.net/firstresponders, or check out the Sherman First Responders Facebook page. You must pre-register if you wish to borrow a pair of snowshoes. And for questions, you can email shermanfirstresponders@gmail.com. All proceeds will be benefiting the Sherman First Responders. Costumes are encouraged and will be judged. And a lunch will be included with registration. Non-shufflers are welcome to join with a free will donation. The lunch will follow the race. And after that lunch is going to be prizes raffled off during the after party, including artwork, gift baskets, surprise raffles, and more, along with a 50-50 raffle. Once again, that's happening Saturday, February 15th at the Sherman Town Hall in Springstead. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood, because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position, and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other, just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, girls basketball last night, Gianna Nehring led the way for the Butternut girls with 16 points, and Butternut gets a win at Bayfield 52-29 last night. It was the Medford girls beating Tomahawk 63-30. Mellon Girls topped Mercer 56-44. And it was Maple Northwestern beating the Ashland Girls 90-25. On the boys' side, Rib Lake down in Rib Lake, edging Phillips 67-65. Abbotsford in a shootout, defeating Shawamigan 89-80. Cooper Mikulski with 32 and Marcus Purdy with 27. But Abbotsford gets the win in the high-paced game last night at the Park Falls Gym. The Mellon boys top Mercer 87-51. The Bayfield boys, all this boys' action, Bayfield beating Butternut 96-13. Solon Springs boys, they beat Winter 88-54. The Prentice boys win down in Athens 62-52. And the Medford boys, they beat Tomahawk last night by the count of 71-17.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, and then it will become cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down this evening. It will be breezy today as well. Some blowing snow possible with a high of 23, 17 tonight, cloudy, 31 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
98 Q Country.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep. I don't get no peace.
she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried, I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you.
Shelton.
He's probably in Texas, Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart.
My station.
98Q Country.
You better take it from me. That boy is like a disease. You're running, you're trying, you're trying to hide, and you're wondering why you can't get free. He's like a curse, he's like a drug. You get addicted to his love. You wanna get out, but he's holding you down, 'cause you can't live without one more touch. He's a good time cowboy.
Underwood.
Her and the Village People at the inauguration Monday for President Trump. Today is National Bagel Day. So celebrate with a little, maybe, what do you like on your bagel? Peanut butter? Jelly? Maybe a little cream cheese? What else? Honey? Ooh, yeah. Honey's good on there. I'm kind of always been a peanut butter guy, but I'll accept anything else that you want to throw on there. I'm fine with that. What else is going on here today? The inauguration day, by the way, Monday. Before President Biden ducks out, final week in the White House, he is going to be naming an aircraft carrier, the USS William Clinton, and is going to be naming another Navy aircraft carrier that'll be named the USS George Bush, apparently, before he departs office. The FDA has proposed a new rule requiring food manufacturers to put nutritional labels, including saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar, on the front of food products, not on the back, because that'll work. either you're looking for them or you ain't, right? I mean, with the food stuff, I don't know. What are you going to put, like, large letters? That'll fix it. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is calling on the government to manipulate the weather to make it rain on the Los Angeles wildfire. So the Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene believes that we have the ability to manipulate. I mean, we can throw a few things in the sky, I think, maybe. But manipulating the whole thing, that might be a bit much. It might be a bit much. And as you got a lot of good stuff coming up on Reality Radio. We're going to talk with Kayla Kozak. She's a local gal who is traveling with the Westminster to all the dog shows, and she's done very well. We're going to hear her story and about her travels, all that coming up. And as we head into this Wednesday, remember, hang on. The old guy hit the wrong button. As we head into this Wednesday, remember.
400,000 pounds of marijuana. The rats are the only ones enjoying it.
Bader Sports Center is celebrating Phillips Winterfest January 24th to the 26th with special pricing on select merchandise. Save 20% on all in-stock Nebo products and regular price Stormy Cromer merchandise. Save 15% on hand-carved bears. Get special savings on select styles of lacrosse boots and up to $500 off remaining inventory of Banks hunting blinds. Sign up for the in-store drawing January 16th through the 25th. One lucky winner will receive a 20-inch bear with a sign along with a $100 gift card. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips. At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. On Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, our Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Looking to build or remodel? Monarch's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. This winter, take the chill out with blown-in fiberglass insulation to reduce heating bills. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is here to turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Monarch's Lumber today. Family-owned business serving the community since 1971. Your project starts right here in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
A little sunshine this morning, and then it will become cloudy with some light snow and freezing drizzle this afternoon. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down this evening. It will be breezy today as well. Some blowing snow possible with a high of 23. 17 tonight, cloudy, 31 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
98Q Country.
My feet, nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bill, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going low with my shotgun, way by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag. Another six pack in, I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The next several hours will be critical in Southern California. The Santa Ana winds are kicking up again, and the humidity is very low. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on which areas are the diciest.
The biggest area that we're extreme risk for today until 3 p.m., that's that PDS, particularly dangerous situation, red flag warning, goes through the San Fernando Valley. It's over toward Ventura, along the 101, the 405.